want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this evening is Jeff Warrick, the creator, producer, and narrator of Programming the Nation, which I highly recommend. Also joining us is Annie DeRiso, our news director. And Annie, feel free to jump in at any time. And as we went to the break, I had mentioned that I'd like to talk a little bit about HAARP and its potential for mind control. And do you think it's really real? You really think cities can be controlled through Project HAARP, Jeff?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm still on the fence with that one, but for the listeners that don't know what HAARP is, I mean, it basically stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and it's located in southern Alaska. And it's a joint effort of the Air Force and Navy. It's now run by DARPA, but it's dropped in terms of classification, but it has a lot of possibilities, which are kind of scary when you think about how it can be applied. It consists of 180, they're 50-foot high antenna, and its stated usage is for communication and atmospheric research. It's been used and demonstrated in a variety of other ways, including things like weather modification, disruption and disabling of electrical and communication grids, as well as strategic missile defense. One of the other things it can do, and kind of why Bagich is concerned about this, as well as myself, is when it's used for things like earth-penetrating tomography, which is basically like X-ray in the earth, finding hidden bunkers or underground mineral wells and things like that, human trafficking. I mean, there's a multitude of purposes in just that alone. But when it's used in this way, these large antenna are fired basically in an array. So it's one after the other, and it creates kind of a corkscrew effect if you could actually see these waves going through the sky. It pulsates a high-frequency signal, and then it's bounced off of the upper ionosphere and returned to Earth in what's known as the ELF range, which basically is the extremely low frequency wave. And at that level is the exact same frequency at which the human brain operates. So these ELF waves can cause the brain patterns to lock on and begin mirroring them. And that's what's known as the frequency following response that you were mentioning earlier, that you can get with like the flicker rate on television sets as well. And apparently it's capable of causing everything from alertness to passivity over entire populations, large geographical areas, without anyone ever realizing on a conscious level what's happening. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It seems like, when we're all having bad days, or I've noticed when I'm having a bad day or just feeling on edge, I'll ask my wife and colleagues how you feel. It seems like, everyone is kind of feeling that same way. And I don't know if we're just, if we're feeling that off of each other or if more is involved. I mean, it makes you think,
Well, no, and we're only relating the anecdotal here, and I want to make that clear. That last comment's anecdotal, not research-based, but I shared exactly the same feelings as you have. And it almost makes you wonder, like with the Wall Street occupiers, if they enacted HAARP and beamed down frequencies which would induce passivity, would the occupiers all go home?
Well, I mean, I can't say that they would all necessarily go home, but I think that they would definitely probably be more calm, more relaxed, probably less of a desire to create, harm or to threaten anyone physically, things like that. So, one would argue that would be the case.
Go ahead, Annie.
Well, I was going to say, too, from what I understand, there's like at least 5 HAARP installations around the world. It's not just in Alaska. And so they can bounce from one to the other and create a whole grid around the Earth, from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, a lot more research. No, I don't, but I have heard that other countries have the technology, and Russia being one of them.
We got to hold it right there, Jeff, because we're up against the break. When we come back, we are going to talk about other countries, and we're also going to talk about there's historical scientific evidence for this relating back to Jose Delgado. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jeff on the other side.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, our special guest this evening, joining Annie and I, is Jeff Warrick, the creator and producer of Programming the Nation. And we're talking about mind control. We'll be getting a little bit in more into subliminal perception later. But, Jeff, as we went to the break, you wanted to finish your thought on you're aware that other countries like Russia are also involved in this work, too, with regard to HAARP?
Well, I do know that there are other facilities, but I didn't know there was four of them. But I do know that I have 14. Heard that there was one in 14.
I just looked. There's 14, every continent except Africa and Antarctica. There's even one in Peru.
Okay, wow. So obviously, you know, everyone's experimenting with this kind of technology, electromagnetic research and things like that. So definitely a reason for not just Americans to be concerned, but other countries as well.
Or it's a central control grid. Take your pick. I think it's one or the other. I had mentioned Jose Delgado going into the break. Are you familiar with his work, that Spanish physiologist from the 1960s that ended up going to work for the CIA?
Yeah, he basically stimulated bulls that were attacking him and made them stop their aggression.
Right. He put an electrode in the hypothalamus of a bull and induced passivity right in the middle of a charge. And he went to work as a lecturer at Yale for a while, and then he went to work at Stanford Research Institute, where his research had disappeared from the journals as he was hired by the CIA. So you got to believe that the implantation of electrodes has come a long way, and they probably have gone wireless, hence HAARP. That's where I would take this. And there is lots of documentation that you can change mood states through electrical stimulation of the brain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, there's so much concern in terms of this with our film. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think governments would be inclined to use this too, and you know, people are, let's put it this way, the information that is out there that we're being ripped off by Wall Street, they have undue influence in our government, they've created the debt bubble, the housing bubble, on and on and on. And if you go back in time, Jeff, I mean, I used to teach history extensively, and these things would have brought about revolutions in our past, and the people today just kind of like, they get mad and emote for a few seconds and then move on. Do you think this is some evidence of what you're talking about?
Well, I don't think it's so much maybe involved with HAARP. I think that they're probably in the experimental phases with the electrofrequencies and things like that. But I definitely think it has to do with entertainment, mass media. I mean, if you look at the amount of mass media that Americans consume, I mean, we'd basically be considered grossly obese on a worldwide level. So I think it's important. I think probably the reason that there's so much lack of people, you know, getting out and doing stuff until recently is maybe just people are so plugged in that, you know, it gives them something else they can live vicariously through, you know, their favorite reality show. And it gives them an outlet so that they don't necessarily have to go out and demonstrate and have a handle on
that
issues.
That is interesting. I recently read some research that talked about children video games, and that when children play these games, they have a dopamine reaction in the brain, which is one of your pleasure neurotransmitters, a chemical messenger, if you will, and the reaction similar to what a cocaine addict gets when they ingest cocaine. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, video games is a topic that we definitely wanted to cover in the film, and just for sake of time, obviously we didn't get a chance to include that, but, you know, I have two kids, and my older son, who's 9, I mean, he loves playing them, and... We grew up in the advent of video games as they were just evolving. So we've seen the whole progression take place just over the last few decades. But absolutely, it does have kind of like a drug-like effect, and I think media does as well. I think it becomes a drug for a lot of people, where you know you just need more and more of it to satisfy your urges for entertainment, I guess. I don't know.
Well, on this show, Annie and I frequently tell our audience, turn your TV off. What do you think the effect would be on the nation if we did turn our TVs off? We didn't watch the news. We didn't watch the sitcoms. We maybe tuned into PBS for some kind of worthwhile scientific investigation. And maybe that was the only TV we watched, no more than 3 or 4 hours a week. How would we change as a nation?
I think that would be huge. That's exactly what our film calls for, amongst other things. I mean, it's important to be informed and it's important to be educated. I mean, at the rates that we consume mass media, it definitely is alarming. I think it definitely needs to, there needs to be both more research on that, but absolutely, at the end of the film, that's one of the biggest things that we call for, is for having people to take part in a movement that actually includes turning off our televisions. But I think it goes further than just the television. I mean, I think we need to unplug from our, you know, internets, from our handheld devices, from our video games, from, you know, radio, and even magazines, newspapers. I think it's important just to kind of take a break from all of it, because they all definitely have an influence on our behaviors and on our thought patterns. So I think they all need to be monitored, and I think it would have a huge, enormous response across the country. It would definitely send a signal to those that are trying to engage in this mind war that, you know, we're not going to be victims of this any longer. We wouldn't know what's happening. We're standing up for our rights to think independently and to make critical choices, and we're not going to be influenced by such means any longer.
I'll be even more blunt, Jeff. I think that if people turned off their mass communication devices, that they would be in the streets rioting by next week, because their eyes would be open truly to what's going on. One of the reasons I do this show, in fact, really the main reason why I do this show, is what we say as a network, we want to restore the republic, which is our ultimate goal. But I'm trying to work to put myself out of business on this show. I'm trying to wake this country up to what's going on and how we are programmed, and I'm hopeful there'll come a day when I won't feel the need to get behind the microphone. And it sounds like that some of that thinking motivated you in making your film.
Oh, absolutely. And I applaud you for that, because That's an ultimate goal to shoot for right there. And I agree. I mean, I think that once we start unplugging from all these things that really control our lives at this point on a large scale, that, you know, all of a sudden the blinders are kind of removed and you do see what's going on. And now you have a lot more time on your hands to do things like protest. I found that just by unplugging myself from the television. Well, I mean, it took 7 years, but I was able to finish a feature documentary film. So that's quite an achievement. If you think about it, you could probably get a PhD in the amount of time over several years that you spend watching television.
No, so, I think there's no question. That's true. Let me ask you about a couple of curiosity items I had. I had a friend of mine who's a former NSA tell me several years ago that we used this electronic technology similar to HAARP, only it came from the AWACS, which flew over Iraq during the Gulf War, in which tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers, some of their elite fighting force, ran out of their bunkers and couldn't surrender fast enough, and they were extremely paranoid, hearing voices in their head. What do you know about that?
Well, yeah, we actually talked to Dr. Nick Begich about that very subject, mm-hmm. and I think it was the Scottish media that first reported on this, and Commando Solo, which Commando Solo is basically an army aircraft. It's a C-130 Hercules, which is dedicated now to psychological operations, particularly by acting as an airborne radio television station, directly broadcasting the message in that you want to have the enemy receive. But according to Begich, one of the other things that they can do is piggyback subliminal signals on other carriers. In other words, the broadcast already going on in an area like the Mosul music and prayers that these troops were listening to every day, they would piggyback a signal on that to create anxiety and fear as an emotional state.
Interesting. Well, I applaud them for the use of that because it saved lots of American lives, but if that's being used on the American people, that explains a lot of the passivity that I see in this country and why few people vote, why so few people are involved in their community and doing work for their community. So this is what I have suspected for a long time. Do you see any evidence in the media that they're inducing something that I call learned helplessness? In other words, your actions can't make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you ask most people, particularly after the last few elections that we've had in this country, the most recent 2008 election with Obama not probably being one of them, but in 2000 and 2004, the majority of Americans felt disenfranchised, didn't they? I mean, most of us felt helpless, like our voices weren't being heard,
right.
Like we were being silenced. The silenced majority is what a lot of people were calling us. So, yeah, without a doubt, I think that's a big problem and why you see things like, mass homicides, people looking to find a way to satisfy their, get their voices heard in some extreme way that they couldn't otherwise. So that scares me as well, definitely.
Well, in 2008, when the first bailout came up for discussion, the first bailout came up in front of Congress, I remember the polls were saying that the public was running 90% against this, and I think the other 10% had to be brain dead to accept it. But then Congress went ahead and issued the bailouts to Wall Street anyway, and there was no backlash. There was no there was a little backlash in the midterm elections, but not much. How could we explain that? To me, that was a big event, and people just said, oh well, and went on with their lives.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that, too. I mean, I was surprised at how people just kind of rolled over when 2000 Bush ran and won as a result of the Supreme Court basically saying, no, Florida will not be allowed a recount. But a lot of that didn't get covered in the mainstream news and for good purpose.
Yes.
Because, they were obviously trying to cover it up and make it as little of a known fact that Florida had full right to continue with their recount under state law, so and under federal law as well. So, it's definitely a technique that they use, and you see it increasing more and more as things start kind of spinning out of control in this country.
Absolutely. When we come back, Jeff, I want to talk about what Nick Begich found with voices inside the minds of people, especially the European Parliament when he gave a demonstration. And we'll open it up for your phone calls, too, as well. Back in a moment.
pinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Welcome back. Our special guest is Jeff Warrick, and let me remind everybody, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call us at 1-800-313-9443. I'd also like to remind everyone that we're still engaged in our fundraising efforts, so help us to grow the message of freedom by supporting RBN. So please call tomorrow, 9 to 6 Central, with your most kind donations. And the number to call is 1-800-724-2719. Jeff, as we went into the break, I wanted to take you to Nick's work with the European Parliament when he was able to induce the sound of voices inside of their heads.
Yeah, we actually spoke a little bit about that during our interview, and it didn't really get covered in the film because we were focused primarily on Project HARP and specifically some of those things that we discussed already regarding HARP. But yeah, apparently, yeah, they have they made a simple device. I'm not real up on the technology, but it sounded like it was pretty simple for him to make, and they were able to beam what sounded like voices, but without any kind of auditory equipment, into the brain of people at the European Parliament that were listening, and it was that blew my mind. I mean, that was pretty amazing to hear.
Well, that actually caused the European Parliament to pass regulations against using that technology.
That's
so
right.
So let's come back across the pond and look at ourselves. Do we have any similar protections from our Congress from this unwarranted influences from the media?
I don't see any, and that's what alarms me, is that there needs to be more regulation, and there also needs to be more disclosure. I think there needs to be an open disclosure policy on things like this. One topic that our film covers that I thought was pretty fascinating, and it's kind of gone underground recently, but in the 70s, there were some stories that surfaced from, like, Time magazine that talked about anti-theft devices being used in department stores and using subliminal techniques. I mean, they would broadcast things basically at a subliminal level, like, I am honest, I do not steal, so on and so forth. But yet, they could easily just as easily add messages like, come and buy and buy a lot. There's a very good sale on item on aisle 12. So, it's pretty insidious if you think about it. And really, if you walk into a store, I mean, there should be some kind of a label or some kind of a sticker that lets you know that they're using such techniques. And I think the same thing is true with media. Video news releases, for example, is an area that the film covers. And if we're
yeah,
watching,
tell us about that. Tell us about video news releases.
Well, VNRs, or video news releases, are basically like prepackaged PR pieces put together, and corporations put these out, as well as our government, Food and Drug Administration, Defense Department, and basically they take actors that look like news broadcasters, and then they create what looks like a regular news segment around whatever the issue is that they're talking about. Maybe a new drug that they're getting ready to approve to rally the public behind it, or for example, they use them very heavily in the lead up to war in Iraq. So basically, they're just propaganda pieces. They look like news. You're watching it. You think it's news. But really, it's just paid propaganda coming forth from either the administration or some large corporation. And, with infomercials, they tell you this is an infomercial. Similar, they should have similar warning labels on things like VNRs. I call for that in the film.
Yeah, you really have to be on your toes when you watch the news, especially like CNN and Fox, where they almost are telling a story and they lull you into a false sense of security, and the amount of things that they bring forward as news, which are really no more than thinly veiled opinion, is mind-boggling to me, and no one ever seems to challenge it. So I'm glad you've noticed that.
People are, though. I mean, I've been seeing things on Democracy Now! And NPR, groups like Project Censored, are definitely trying to wake people up, and I think the film works to achieve that goal as well. I think the news is just kind of a ridiculous waste of time as well. It's not really affecting me. Most of it has no effect on my personal life, and it's just a complete waste of time. None of it is, most of it's just, thinly veiled, like you said, messages to continue to keep us controlled and to spread fear. Let's face it, fear sells. Not only newspapers, I mean, there used to be a saying, if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That couldn't be any more true with television media and television news as well.
Well, I think there's no question that that's true, but I think it's more insidious than this. I remember hearing the story about the anti-theft devices back in the 80s, and they said, well, it's being played in grocery stores and department stores.
Oh, yeah.
And then the media came out later and said, if you believe that, you're a conspiracy nut.
And so
they said it, and then they took it back.
Hey, there were companies that were actually developing these techniques and selling them to department stores. And according to Time magazine, over a dozen department stores across the country were testing these devices and significantly reduced shoplifting as a result. So I doubt that it was just a conspiracy. I think that actually it's probably a lot more real than most of us realize. But once again, I think it's that case of more open disclosure. If they are using such techniques, we need to know that. I mean, that's violating our, our thought process. And
We do have the right to freedom of thought. I totally agree with you. And I think the European Parliament was onto something. Unfortunately, that was 15 years ago, and this country doesn't seem to have touched it. We're going to pause for a break. We come back, we've got callers waiting on the line, and I got a couple of other things I'd like to ask about. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jeff Warrick on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Our special guest is Jeff Warrick, and before we go out to the phones, I wanted Jeff to tell us about Ignite Productions and how the audience can know when the premieres of Programming the Nation is going to be in their area so they can see this. Jeff?
Yeah, well, I encourage everyone to check out the website, programmingthenation.com. That's our film site. And aside from just a whole wealth of information on the topic and the film, you know, we have a blog, we have lots of clips, and so there's a ton of information there. But our upcoming screenings, that are taking place are Tuesday, October 18th at Southern Oregon University, and then the film opens Friday, October 28th in San Francisco for a full week run at the Balboa Theater.
Okay, and I would imagine you're going to be announcing these premieres on your websites as they occur.
They're there, yeah. They're actually there on the website now. Following that, we have another screening at San Juan Island Library in Friday Harbor, Washington.
Okay, very good. Well, we certainly wish you all the best with this. And to my listening audience, I can tell you I've watched this production a number of times. And if you really want to understand why your neighbor's asleep and you're waking up, so to speak, this film goes a long way towards explaining the processes behind this. Let's go out to the lines and welcome Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on the Common Sense Show with Jeff and Annie.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question and a couple of observations. In the late 70s, I started doing research on the sociology of intelligence operations. One of the things I discovered was that in the military and intelligence propaganda apparatus that's responsible for shaping public opinion, there was a classified list of words that would be trotted out and used to, for example, manipulate patriotic feelings. From your experience, do you have any idea what specific words would have been on that list?
Oh, is that a question for me? I'm not familiar with what words they might use, but I can only venture to guess. These are words to develop kind of a patriotic feel across the country. So anything that has a patriotic theme to it, I'm sure would work. But I think this kind of falls in line with things like Fred Landis, what he was talking about with the CIA and how they use media to control, at least in South America, they did this very effectively in places like Nicaragua and Jamaica as well. So
the observations are along the line of what you were describing earlier about basically labeling knowledge and ideas desirable and undesirable. There's actually a sociological term for that. It's cognitive police functions. And one of my favorite examples came from one of the Democratic campaigns where, you know, they go at other members of the party, and they succeeded in labeling one candidate and his supporters as being from the wingnut arm of the party.
Yeah, it's funny. And then, one of the things that we looked at in the film in terms of political campaigns is the 2000 Rats ad. It was basically an anti-Gore campaign. It was basically, against the Gore campaign by the Republican National Committee and George Bush. And they used the word bureaucrats to describe the Democrats. And when they used that word, they were flashing it all around screen. But for 1/30th of a second, the words rats got very, very large, and that was kind of considered a subliminal message aimed at the Democrats during that campaign. They use all kinds of techniques like this. It's pretty commonplace these days, I would imagine.
Yeah, one of the most successful campaigns they did on labeling things as undesirable was taking UFO sightings seriously. That was highly effective. Thank you. I'll let you move on to someone else. Good show.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Roger. Jeff, Annie's got a question about ending local TV and how that fits into this paradigm. Annie, you want to explain that a little bit?
Well, I can't find where or who in Congress is pushing this, but I found an article that said that Congress really wants to end local stations because they can't be controlled, local TV stations. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard about that, and I must admit that I'm kind of in a hole because I don't really watch a lot of news. A lot of times my wife or a friend or a colleague will tell me about a story that will pique my curiosity, and then I'll dig into it a little further. But I don't really watch a whole lot of mainstream news, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, let's face it, all of our local stations they have a shortage of funding that takes place in those stations, and that's why things like video news releases are allowed to happen because, you're working on a station on a deadline. You're trying to fill a news hour. You have very limited funding to go out and report things that are really going on in your neighborhood, which I think is really most of these journalists have integrity. They do want to do the right thing, and they do want to cover local stories and keep their public informed. But because of that lack of funding, and the need to fill an hour with news, they will pick up these news releases and run them. And they know that they're news releases, but the public that's viewing them doesn't. So there's kind of that
ethical and moral
issue going on there.
Let me give you an example of something I came across as I'm writing my book on what I call the Great Gulf Coast Holocaust. I found a news report in Memphis, Tennessee, a TV news report, local news station, WREG, and they ran a story on toxic rain containing Corexit, the dispersant, the controversial dispersant that was used to ostensibly break up the oil, and it was falling to earth outside of Memphis and destroying the local crops, and the local farmers were highly upset. The TV reporter promised many follow-up reports, as did the anchor when they left the field reporting. And then I went back to that same site about 3 weeks later to rewatch the video to make sure I had the quotes correctly, and it said video no longer available. And there is a similar story in Charlotte, North Carolina, after Obama had gone to Pensacola, Florida, and said the Gulf is open for business and the food is fine and la-da-la-da-la, and then I found a piece that said they were finding tar balls inside of oyster shells, and they actually went out to a restaurant and interviewed some of the people. And a couple of weeks later, I went back and I found the same thing. So it's like these local TV stations will come across information, but their networks, for various political reasons, don't want these pieces to stay out there for the public domain, and they erase them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that happens all the time. And if you think about it, I mean, we are censored heavily as a nation without us ever realizing it, and taking stories and you know, modifying stories, manipulating them, or even just not running certain stories is a form of censorship, and that happens every day across the country. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, you know, when Korean War POWs came back after being tortured and really brainwashed, a lot of it was sleep deprivation and physical torture. Many of our psychiatrists were trained on how to deprogram these individuals. So other than turning off the news, what do you recommend? How can people help their family and friends who are in this almost Stepford Wives type of trance? How can we get people to break out of this?
Well, I think it's important for us to, you know, come together and start discussing some of these issues. And, you know, you have an excellent forum here for us to do that, so I applaud you on that. And we need more shows like yours. I think we need people to, because once you turn off, then, you know, what do you do to replace that time? That's the important thing, right? So I think it's important for people to volunteer their time, come together, and discuss these issues. But also there needs to be more, there needs to be more information. There needs to be more media literacy in our country, and that needs to take place at a younger level. So, you know, one of the things that I do with my kids, and I think it's kind of fun, is I just tell them things like, they'll be watching a show, and it's important to watch shows with your kids because that creates, you know, dialogue. You guys are not discussing what you're watching, but I like to kid around them and tell them everything that they see is a lie, and I just want them to know that. So now, you know, every once in a while my kids will come up to me, oh, I saw this. Is that a lie? Is this a lie? It just gets them thinking on a more critical level about what does that mean? How is that influencing me? What is this lie they're trying to tell? And the only way, you know, you start dissecting the media is with more media literacy. Those are all important key issues.
One of the things that we've covered a lot on the show, particularly last year, is the TSA and the security at the airports and the enhanced pat-downs, which, by the way, are going to be in NFL stadiums coming to you next year, folks. And this whole genre of airport security is fascinating to me from a behavioral mental health aspect. I'm sure that that hasn't gone unnoticed to you as well.
Oh, not at all. In fact, I've traveled recently with the film, and yeah, it definitely creates a psychological effect, hurting people through a line and then, you know, putting people through a detector and, you know, having to strip down basically, remove, you know, now they have these body scans where they can see straight through all your clothing. So,
well, they're feeling people up.
Dehumanizing.
I mean, these enhanced pat-downs, I mean, they're grabbing women's breasts and they made a 90-year-old lady take off her diaper,
yeah.
They're you know, Jesse Ventura suing the TSA for grabbing his genitals, and Ron Paul had the same thing happen to him in one of his travels, and he's spoken out against it. It just seems like we're being conditioned by the powers that be that we don't own or control our bodies, and what we're hearing here on the show, they also don't want us to own or control our own thinking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I think that, you know, if we allow them to, you know, implement this, and it's already taken place in airports, but, you know, next thing you know, it, you know, like you said, it's football stadiums. It'll be your county fair next. I mean.
Well, they had it at a prom on the East Coast in May.
Yeah.
And the TSA has announced plans that they're going to go into shopping malls and have random roadside stops coming in and out of cities on the interstates. I mean, this is all in their literature, and I just wonder how they're going to program us. I said in the first half hour something very controversial that, and I don't know what your feelings are about false flag events, but I think we're due for one because the government seems to be losing their grip on this programming that I think they're engaged in. And I think that they need something to paralyze us with fear. I mean, did you come across any of this kind of thinking, or did you come to any of these kind of conclusions when you were doing your research?
A ton of it. A ton of examples in that, not just in our country, but in other countries as well. And false flag operations have been taking place for quite a while now, probably even before the advent of mass media. But, you know, they'll do whatever they can to strike fear in us, to get us to follow in these lines, to hurt us and to propagandize us, as well as condition us to basically tolerate it, to accept it, that, you know, oh, it's making us safer in the long run. Well, I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth. And we probably are due for something like that. Absolutely. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And maybe it could be, you know, a financial disaster or something rather than an actual physical disaster. But whatever it is, I definitely think that we should question it and not be too hasty in our reaction to it. So,
well, let me give you an example why I think this. If the TSA is announcing plans through the NFL to do enhanced pat-downs before you can enter the stadium, and you better get to the games 4 hours early, if they're also saying the same thing is coming to the shopping malls, for the American public to accept this en masse, because they're not going to be on a blown-up airliner going into a football game or the mall. So I think for the people to accept this, they need to raise the level of fear a lot higher. Don't you agree?
Probably so. I would agree with that, absolutely.
One of the reasons why I think we're due for a false flag event, because what the TSA is saying and what Homeland Security is saying, to me, they're going to have to ratchet up the fear level a whole lot more. Of course, they're putting the mechanism in place. I'm sure you've seen Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something that's running in Walmarts.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, and when they wanted to fingerprint you, Dave, when you went to, where was it, Disney World or
SeaWorld? Oh, no, yeah, I went to SeaWorld, over Labor Day. This was unbelievable. We had we were out there earlier in July and had to cut the trip short because of a family illness back home. And so we went back out over Labor Day, and they wanted to scan my fingerprints.
Wow.
Why does SeaWorld need to have Dave Hodges' fingerprints on file? And I asked him that question. I said, well, what's behind this? And they said, well, we want to know who you are when you come back. I said, what does it matter who I am if I pay my money? You're already searching me. Well, what does it matter?
You know, it's so they can figure out exactly which items you buy, and then they can market you more effectively that way. I mean, if you look at it, they're implementing marketing techniques all across the Internet, which I definitely think people should be more aware of, but also just more alarmed by. You can't go to Netflix and rent a film without them knowing exactly 10 titles that you probably also like to see. And they're really good at this. I mean, the software and the technology behind making these additional choices for you is amazing, because I'll look at some of those movies and I'll say, yeah, I definitely want to see two or three of those as well. So, you know, at Amazon they have this, and it's just a never-ending cycle, it seems like. But,
Well, let me tell you an area that I see this being really programmed in, and I'll get your reaction to it. In the midst of either a natural catastrophe, a nuclear detonation, a chemical agent being released, whatever your catastrophe, whatever your false flag or real terrorist event might be, almost universally, their plans call for people to be herded into stadiums. They did it in Katrina. And they don't want people on their own being self-sufficient, being well-armed. In fact, in Denver, you want to talk about the ultimate in programming here. This is downright scary. Homeland went to two elementary schools, grabbed kids, took them on buses to the football stadium there, the major football stadium. I think it's called, it used to be called Invesco. They've changed the name, I think, to Sports Authority Field or something like that. And they took the kids there to these athletic fields, and they held them until their parents came and picked them up. And then they tested the parents' results by saying, you can get your kid back when you turn in your guns, whether the parents had any guns or not. They were saying that to check the reactions of people, and they hired actors to be in the group of people they were testing to protest, to see if one person protested it, if everybody else would too, on a group think basis. And this is something I've received information on from the inside. This is not a media report. This is someone who contacted me who was there, saw it, and didn't approve of it.
I mean,
that's
some
pretty
like...
powerful. Well, they're striking at us through our kids.
Yeah,
that's how I see this.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, a great place because obviously we'll do anything just to protect our children, right? So, yeah, I can see where that would be very effective, an effective tool in continuing this machine. But I think it's absolutely insidious. And I have heard of FEMA camps that are being built down in the middle of nowhere to herd large, you know, groups of people to and things like that. So who knows? I mean, who knows what their project is. But when they talk about conspiracy theorists, folks, let me remind you that that's the ultimate in conspiracy right there.
Exactly. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Jeff, and we'll put a wrap on this most interesting interview.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our special guest this evening has been Jeff Ward from Ignite Productions and the producer and creator of Programming the Nation. And Jeff, tell everyone again your website address so they can follow the release of this good film and they can get out and watch it.
It's programmingthenation.com. And we also have a Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook and you type in Programming the Nation, you'll also get our Facebook page. It has unique material there as well.
Okay, very good. Well, this has been very interesting. I appreciate you taking us down this trip through the matrix, as I like to call it. And hopefully enough people have garnered something from tonight that they can go out and use this information to wake up other people. And there's a lot more to Programming the Nation than what we got to cover tonight, but I purposely left some out because I want to give people a reason to go watch it. Anyway, Jeff, thanks so much for being so gracious with your time and joining us on this Sunday night.
Oh, Dave, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, and we're going to do this again.
Thank you.
Especially when you do the sequel, and I can smell a sequel coming.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
Well, Annie, it's a show that I've wanted to do for a long time, but I had to find the right person, I thought, with enough credibility to come forward with this. The science he puts forward in this on how subliminal perception actually works and how programming techniques actually work is right there in the video. We simply touched upon it because I wanted to go cover a lot of different topics, but for the science, the video is excellent. Anyway, Annie, I was just passed this from our producer before our last break that Mary Toko, another host here on RBN, just forwarded this to the other talk show hosts, and it's in the area of what we talked about last week, vaccine news. California is now made it possible for authorities and school officials to vaccinate 12-year-old children without parental knowledge or consent, and this will also include Gardasil and hepatitis B virus. So California, congratulations. You just joined the nanny state where you've usurped all parental authority. It's illegal as heck. And I call for parents in California to pull their kids out of the public schools there and to homeschool them. And when they pass a law outlawing homeschooling, be willing to go to jail because there are not enough jails to hold all of us. What are they going to do, California? Build a fence around the state and call it prison. I'm calling for the people in California now to disobey this AB 499 that Governor Brown just signed in to law. And Annie, this is outrageous.
It just makes my head hurt. And about this media control, I have a question. How did George Orwell know all of this?
Because he was an MI5. You know,
okay,
he did work with Scotland Yard. I mean, Annie, all I can do is tell you what I've read. And I know that sounds nuts, but how he could have foretold all that. Yeah, he was told. The surveillance grid, the technology that we see unveiled to the American people and the public, we're 40 years behind of what they truly have.
Yeah.
So this allows the globalists who control this technology through corporations like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, it enables them to time release and to basically enslave us incrementally one step at a time because they know what's coming. I mean, they've known about the RFID chips for 40 years, but we're just beginning to see them in our clothing and our products in the last 4 or 5 years. Annie, I'll tell you, this was an eye-opening show, I think, for a lot of people. I know it was for me the first time I watched Jeff's film, and I encourage everyone to get it. We'll be back next week with Tricia Springstead, and we're going to talk about how whistleblowers in the Gulf are being suicided and harassed by federal officials. See you next week, everybody.